This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
Mr. Barr, now the American people know that you are no different from Rudy Giuliani or Kellyanne Conway or any of the other people who sacrificed their once decent reputation for the grifter and liar who sits in the Oval Office.
And that was the general tenor of the questioning today, as U.S. Attorney General William Barr appeared before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee to defend his handling of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's recent report on Russian meddling in the 2016 election and Barr's controversial determination that U.S. President Donald Trump did not obstruct the investigation. Maisie Hirono is a Democratic United States Senator from Hawaii.
We know more about your deep involvement in trying to cover up for Donald Trump. Being Attorney General of the United States is a sacred trust. You have betrayed that trust. America deserves better. You should resign.
Much of the hearing focused on a letter Mueller had written to Barr on March 27th, in which he complained about the summary letter to Congress. Now, Democrats suggest the Attorney General was covering for the president. Presidential Special Advisor Kellyanne Conway disagrees.
But I think some people respectfully are starting to sound a little bit desperate, especially the partisans up on Capitol Hill. They must be mad at Bob Mueller for not doing their bidding and not producing the goods that they promised to the American people for 2.5 years. Russian asset, Russia collusion, criminal conspiracy, crimes. The job of a prosecutor is to refer or decline referral of an indictment. It's that simple. There was no indictment referred. In fact, there was a declination of referral.
The special counsel wrote in his final report that he found no evidence of collusion, but that he could not reach a conclusion on whether the president had obstructed justice. A United Nations Security Council committee has designated as a global terrorist the head of the Pakistan-based militant organization, Jaish-e-Mohammed, after China withdrew its long-held objections to the designation. This is VOA News. The unrest in Venezuela is turning into a battleground of rhetoric between the United States and Russia. After a telephone conversation between Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Wednesday, the Russian foreign minister warned of the most drastic of consequences if the U.S. continues what it calls aggressive steps. The State Department was more muted, only saying that Russia and Cuba intervention is destabilizing for Venezuela. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton.
It's this foreign presence that sits on top of the military, sits on top of the government, that makes it impossible for the people's voice to be heard. So it's not something that that we sought, but we've made it very clear that the Monroe Doctrine is alive in this administration. We expect these foreign influences to depart.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
Military action is possible. If that's what's required, that's what the United States will do. We're trying to do everything we can to avoid violence. We've asked all the parties involved not to engage in that kind of activity. We'd prefer a peaceful transition of government there.
But Pompeo and President Donald Trump have not specified what would prompt the U.S. to intervene militarily. Many South Africans say they're fed up by the longtime ruling African National Congress ahead of a general election on May the 8th. Now, as South Africa marks 25 years of ANC rule, that sentiment appears to have also spread to an area the ANC has long considered safe, the countryside. VOA's Anita Powell reports from rural Northern Cape.
Political polls show that the ANC is poised to lose support, from 62% nationwide in 2014 to as little as 57% this year. The party has dominated every national poll since the beginning of democracy in South Africa in 1994. But this year, rural voters say, things will change. Olga Fakazi, a 38-year-old nurse, said she voted for the ANC in 2014. This year, disgusted by corruption and poor service delivery in her small town, she says she plans to boycott the polls entirely.
They're just like concentrating on all these big towns, but yeah, in the rural places, they're not even coming. They're not coming to us. So I don't see why I should vote for the ANC. Really, I'm not going to vote for the ANC.
They're among a growing demographic of disillusioned ANC supporters. Many are turning to opposition parties like the Democratic Alliance or the Economic Freedom Fighters. Anita Powell, VOA News, Northern Cape, South Africa.
South Africa's next election is May the 8th. And South Korea has reopened the joint security area in Panmunjom to the public a year after a historic summit there between the Korean leaders Moon Jae-in and Kim Jong-un. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.